helped by the scoring exploits of Conor forwards Liam O'Brien with 3-3 and Ben Kelleher with 2-9. St. Brendan's College Killarney powered to victory in the Dunlow Cup final this afternoon against CBS de Green Tralee, despite the Tralee side's valiant efforts to pull back the large first half deficit they faced. The Sims started sharply, with O'Brien seeing his early effort at goal saved by Jack Collins. Referee Tom McCarthy had already blown for a foul though, and O'Brien stepped forward to take the penalty, finding the bottom corner with a well-struck shot, giving Collins no chance. The Green responded with a pint from Ryan Hurley. Then the dangerous Nick Lacey drove towards goal before being fouled. The second penalty of the match was dispatched just as clinically as the first, with Lacey giving James Murphy no chance on goal. The Sim defence then upped the tackling intensity, with Zach Cronin at centre-back especially impressive. With midfielders Sean Kiley and Marco Carroll dominating, another bout of PC Blaine did with O'Brien again coolly finding the net. Carroll was again heavily involved in their next goal, setting up Kelleher, who smashed the net from a tight angle as the Sim looked like they would pull away. Kelleher increased the lead with a beautifully struck two-pointer. Wing back for the Green, Mikey Corridan then got a fine individual score. Lacey was still causing trouble, finishing off a strong run with a nice left-foot finish. He also saw a goal chance superbly saved by Murphy. The Sim though finished the half strong, getting 6 points in a row, before O'Brien completed his hat-trick, rasping in another unsavable shot as the Sim headed a break with a 4-14-1-4 lead. The Green knew that a quick start would be needed if any chance of a miracle comeback would occur. A superbly struck two-pointer from Lacey gave them a perfect start. O'Brien replied with a free in what would be the Sim's only score of the opening stages of the second half. Lacey again fired over another long-range beauty, and soon after, Denny Kingston added another two-pointer. With the Sims starting to get sloppy with their play, they needed something to reawaken them. It came from another terrifically worked goal. O'Brien taking a quick free to Carroll, who transferred the ball quickly to Kelleher, whose left-foot shot was perfectly placed in the net. The Green replied with points from Corridan, Kingston and Tom Lennon, but the Sims were deserved winners, with their sixth goal arriving after James Kelly's strong run into the pass-across goal that saw the onrushing Conor Clifford fist to the net. The game was decided in the first half, despite the Green never giving up. Lacey, Corridan and Kingston especially impressive for them. For the Sim, the dual threat of O'Brien and Kelleher, plus Carroll's powerful running and passing ability, set them up for a well-deserved win. All in all, the high-quality game of football that both schools should be proud of their team's efforts. Thanks for listening. Good luck.